The official police figures are in from the long weekend across the coast. Police issued close to 4,000 traffic infringements across the state, while locally 112 traffic infringements were issued to beach drivers as part of Operation Sandstorm that saw Sunshine Coast Police conduct targeted traffic enforcement operations across the Great Sandy National Park. Among them, two drink drivers and three drug drivers were detected. The Sunshine Coast-based RACQ Lifelight Rescue Helicopter has airlifted a motorcyclist to hospital after he crashed 20 metres down an embankment in the Gympie region. The man, aged in his 70s, was trapped between his bike and its sidecar for close to an hour before emergency crews were able to free him. He was treated for multiple broken bones and was flown to the RBWH in a serious but stable condition. Hundreds of students will head to the University of the Sunshine Coast for the final time today to graduate. Today's ceremony will be held at UniSC Arena with a second ceremony on Friday. A new report has crunched national data to reveal Queensland's best-selling suburbs so far this year. InfoTrack found Budrum has topped the list for the state's best-selling suburbs, recording the highest volume of house sales from January 1st to March 30. It was one of three Sunshine Coast suburbs to be named in the top 10, with Tawantin coming in at number 6 and Noosaville at number 10. And a brand new men's shed will be officially opened this morning. The Mooloola Valley Men's Shed was built thanks to a $250,000 federal government grant. The new building includes workstations for a variety of wood and metalworking equipment, as well as social spaces.